In the name of Jesus. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. The hammer rings, the nails pierce. He cries out not in pain, but with a word of forgiveness. He fights not against those who bind him, but against the devil who has bound them. Sin blinds them, for this is the hour of darkness. Yet he sees with utter clarity, without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness. Willingly, his arms stretch and his palms open. Sheep, goats, bulls, and oxen are nowhere to be found. God is pierced. God is slain. A victim pure, a victim holy, a victim blameless and without defect. What they intend for evil, God will use for good, to accomplish their salvation. So blood flows. Forgiveness flows from that cross. The hammer falls silent, but his prayer continues for them and for you. Father, forgive. Today you will be with me in paradise. Jesus' prayer is answered. The thief repents and believes. By his own admission, he deserves death, yet Jesus promises life. Adam tried to steal paradise and was driven out. We perpetuated his sin and rightly admit that we deserve God's temporal and eternal punishment. An angel guards the path, yet Jesus has become the gate to paradise. The flaming sword strikes the King of Heaven. A new tree of life is planted with a divine fruit, a banquet prepared by his own body and blood. The cherubim stand down. The path is open to feast with God, and the thief is given what is not rightfully his, a seat at God's altar. The joy of paradise is Christ's cross, and in that joy the thief dies, who now rests in paradise. For paradise is open for the sinner. Paradise is open for you. Woman, behold your son. Behold your mother. With that, Jesus has nothing left on earth. His disciples have abandoned him. He's shameful, a worm and not a man. Yet he thinks not of himself, but he thinks of the one who loves him. A sword pierces her heart. John will care for her in his absence. He is not visibly present, but he has not forgotten his beloved church. He entrusts her to the care of pastors, to love her, to nourish her, and to take care of her. No son is above his mother, so no pastor is above the church. They serve the church with the blessings of Christ's cross, so that the faithful too might abandon all earthly concerns and look forward to the resurrection of the dead. Rachel died giving birth to Benjamin, but this son died so that his mother and all who believe in him might have life. My God, why have you forsaken me? Darkness, the hour of evil, the depths of hell, abandoned, rejected, forsaken, separated from God. But he's not alone. Strong bulls surround him. They open wide their mouths at him like a raging and a roaring lion. Dogs encircle him, a company of the wicked. Help, save, deliver. Silence. The Father does not hear his prayer. The Lamb of God is roasted over the fire of divine wrath. Physical pain, mental anguish, emotional agony. His soul is tormented. The Son is deserted. Why? What crime has he done? None. But this is why the Father sent him. To bear man's sin and to endure man's punishment, even in the depths of hell, his prayer remains perfect. He still trusts, he still loves, he still submits to his Father's will. God may have forsaken him, but he will not forsake God, so that you might live with God. I thirst. The cup was not removed. He drinks it down to the dregs. He drinks divine wrath so that you might drink the cup of the new covenant. For him, sour vinegar. For you, sweet wine. For him, bitterness and death. For you, joy and life. It was emptied by him and filled up with his own blood. Wrath was placed on his lips so that forgiveness might wet yours. Through eating, Adam brought sin, death, and hell. Through drinking, Christ overcame sin, death, and hell. By eating and drinking, you receive the forgiveness of sins and overcome sin, death, and hell through faith in his name. It is finished. What is finished? Everything. Sin is paid for, all of it. Not one small sin was overlooked, not one great sin was too big. He bore them all, every thought, every word, every deed, paid for them all by his own blood and death. Again, his prayer has been answered. Forgiveness is won. The thief has paradise because Christ has paid for all sin. The devil is crushed. Hell is shattered. The devil can only tempt and lie, but he cannot condemn those whom Christ has redeemed. The grave is defeated, and hell is no more. Man is restored. Paradise is open. God and man are at peace through the blood of Christ. Nothing more needs to be done. Nothing else needs to be added. This death is your everything. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. He ends as he begins, addressing his Father. The beloved Son is content. He has carried out his Father's will, for this was the purpose for which he was sent. The perfect sacrifice has paid for all sin and has opened up paradise. Though he dies, he still trusts that his Father is good. Though he is forsaken, he trusts that the Father will receive him into heaven. Heaven is still his own, and so he dies not apart from God, but in the arms of his Father. He dies not to be consigned to hell, but to be welcomed into heaven. He has earned what no other man has earned, heaven. Though dead, God will not let him see decay. He is holy, he is righteous. So we too can breathe our last, confident that we will rest in the arms of our dear Father. For in Christ we have forgiveness, and in Christ, heaven's paradise is our home. In Jesus' name.